be on the alert. You know, the other day I was watching a nature documentary with my boys. The documentary was all about lions. One of the most captivating segments in the documentary was when they featured how lions hunt. For example, lions hunt for readily available prey in their particular area. As a result, they become exceptionally skilled at hunting certain animals over time as they know what to look for. We also learned that contrary to what we usually see on TV, most lions hunt under the cover of darkness. This strategy allows lions to easily observe and stalk their prey without the threat of detection. And in preparation for the night approaching, it's more common for them to sit and watch their prey during daylight hours. They appear to keenly use every resource available to them, such as sight, speed, cover, strength, surprise, etc., to take down their prey. Despite all this, they do have their limitations. They can only hunt what they see. In addition, they pay little heed to the wind's direction, which frequently allows their secret and scent to be carried ahead, thus alerting their prey to possible danger. You know, what a vision of how we must remain alert for the enemy's attacks. Just like the lions of the wild, he gets so many of us due to the sheer number of those unprepared. The original Greek term for alert in this verse is gregogeo, which means to be awake, to watch out, to be vigilant, be cautious, be on the lookout. In essence, to take heed lest something terrible happen to you. For that reason, we must always be alert, aware that we have an enemy out there that's planning to take us down. Let's go.